Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
All right, so America's exit poll. America is a diverse country, but I mean, what we're hearing this morning is incredible, incredible passion at the polls.
This is Ian Goldman from Clifton, New Jersey. I showed up late at 8 o'clock expecting a line. I had my reading material with me. There was not one person standing in front of me. I was in and out within 2 minutes. The people who were there were excited, but there were way too many people who had not showed up.
Oh, Dean's bum there in Clifton, New Jersey. But tell us your story about voting and who you chose. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. Adoree Adoji, my co-host, is live at our southern perch down at WCLK in Atlanta.
And there's certainly not any problems of people whizzing through lines around here, at right. least not yet. We were at a couple of precincts this morning, and there were steady lines, but people were certainly in line long enough to read a few articles in the newspaper.
Well, the question for the electoral infrastructure in America on this day, where turnout may exceed every election since 1908, is will it work? Will it hold? And Jennifer Scullion is a lawyer working for Election Protection, the nation's largest nonpartisan voter protection coalition. She's taking calls from Ohio and Arkansas about problems voters are reporting there. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Happy to hear.
What are you hearing and how many calls are you getting?
Well, we've gotten, since the line was open, which was before Election Day, the 1-866-OUR-VOTE line, we've gotten more than 2,000 calls. Today, we've gotten over 700 just from Ohio alone. And what we're hearing are various issues, people's names not in the rolls, machines not working, polls not being open on time. There's confusion about voter ID laws, confusion about provisional balloting, et cetera.
Is 700, is that a lot? I mean, it sounds like a lot, but given the kinds of problems that we saw in Ohio in 2004 and in Florida in 2000, just trying to understand the context.
Yeah, it is a lot for the amount of time today. For example, in 2006, we got a total of 1,500, I think, calls the whole day. So far, we have 700 just in the morning. So I think it's an indication that things are pretty busy out in Ohio today.
Any pattern to the malfunctions or the things people are reporting?
You know, no actual pattern, but what we see is, unfortunately, what we expect, which is just that there are lots of problems all across the state. Ohio's had a history of really serious election administration problems.
So let's talk about Arkansas. It's a different kind of state, certainly a different population, and one that is not used to being necessarily in play as it is suddenly in this election.
And in Arkansas, we're actually not hearing very much from Arkansas yet, and cross our fingers, maybe things are going smoothly there, but we haven't been hearing very much today.
Now, so, Jen, what can you do? You get these phone calls from Ohio. Are you keeping a log of them? Is there some particular action that you think could be necessary at a certain point? And what's that threshold?
Sure. So what we're doing throughout this hotline is keeping a database of the reports. And to the extent that we can follow up with the Board of Elections or with the local elections officials, we're doing that. So we have, in addition to our hotline volunteers, people on the ground in Ohio. We have command centers, both lawyers and non-lawyers, in Ohio in a couple different cities. And they're able to go to the Board of Elections or go to the polling place and try and resolve the issue. If a poll worker is not correctly informed, for example, giving out misinformation, we try to make sure that they get the correct information and get that corrected. If ballots are being filled out incorrectly, we go to the Board of Elections to find out how they're going to process those ballots. Are they going to count them? What are they doing about it? Machines going down is a really easy issue. We call the Board of Elections and say, you've got machines down at this precinct. Get somebody out there. And they're usually very thankful to hear that from us.
Jennifer, is most of your work or the most important part of your work on Election Day, or are you also assembling a record for possible legal challenges should the election be close and there be recounts?
Sure. Sure. Well, you know, look, the right to vote is won and lost on Election Day, so we try to protect as much as possible on Election Day. But, for example, in Ohio, there are a number of legal challenges, and we've been involved in those, trying to get more systemic redress to fix it before it happens the next time. There needs to be some basic planning, some basic training, some basic uniformity that happens, and it hasn't happened, unfortunately, in Ohio for many, many years.
How worried are you about this? I mean, you've been involved in this in a while. I hear the excitement in your voice. This is a very important election. But how worried are you that something really dreadful is going to happen?
Well, it's always a strange position to be in. You absolutely hope for the best, but we are very concerned that there could be some major breakdowns, especially as the lines build up during the day. We're already starting to hear from voters that there are lines building up. Nothing excessive at this point is our understanding, but they tend to get worse as the day goes on. We've certainly seen that in Ohio. 2004, you may recall, there were lines of 4 and 7 and 12 hours long. So unfortunately, that we are expecting that. There were some reports before the election where counties were trying to plan how many machines do we need, how many paper ballots, and even their officials and experts were saying we're expecting really long lines just given what we have. So with that, we're going to be on the lookout to make sure it's just long lines and nothing worse.
Limited discretion in those counties also to keep the polls open to compensate, so the time is really important. Jennifer Scullion is a lawyer for Proskauer Rose, a pro bono attorney involved in election monitoring all around the country. The movement or the institution is Election Protection, the nation's largest nonpartisan voter protection coalition.
Plymouth Rock and the Golden Rule. Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is a devil's tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble.
With a T.
Better
rhyme it with P.
Right,
and S stands for pool.